And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another Saturday, another episode, another good time to chill out with us. I'm joined here by making his return, Mac Oberlies.
Hello, sir.
He's back.
It's been a while. Glad to be back.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been.
I want to say over a year.
Probably over a year. But you're back, and how you been?
Back in business, baby. I've been very well.
Good.
Yeah.
How's sophomore year treating you?
Sophomore year, you know, it's sophomore year, but classes are good. It's been busy, you know.
Busy. And
we're going into the winter months, so
days getting shorter.
Days getting shorter, getting more studious.
Finals, but Thanksgiving, you got the holidays coming up soon.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I like sophomore year. I'm living in a you know, not the nicest dorm.
Not the nicest Shredder. Dorm, but it's the most iconic, I would say.
It's very iconic, yeah. It's definitely a staple in the Marquette community.
Yeah, you're going to be looking back on it in like 20, 30 years. You're going to be like, I really live. Yeah, and it's still going to be standing.
Miss those smelly hallways.
I miss those smelly bathrooms where people did heinous things.
Yeah. Yeah, really, no sense of hygiene.
No. People have no standards sometimes.
No standards, yeah. That's why I'm excited for next year.
Apartment,
yeah.
Probably living
a more civil life, yeah.
Next to me.
Right.
Right?
Right, in the promised land, yeah. The Mark.
Which is good. It is a very nice little transition, yeah. Yeah. You will appreciate your own room.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And my own
bath.
And your own bath. You'll appreciate being able to do everything for yourself.
Yeah, and you guys have your own gym, which is terrific.
Which is okay. I mean, and it's I don't even know how, like a 10-minute walk, not even, to the rec center.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been bad. The only thing is it's kind of the walk to class.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where you have your classes for next year at all.
No idea.
But
it's a question for
luckily for me, I'm always in Schrader Complex or Kramer Hall, so that's like the nearest building on like the main quad.
Sure, it's the furthest west.
It's the one right across from the rec. It's like so close, furthest west to us. So mm-hmm. It's not like I have to come here where it's a hike from the Mark here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
But tell me what's been good about sophomore year. Your favorite moments so far?
I mean, it's kind of a cliche, but it's nice when you have the relationships formed from freshman year.
Yeah, totally.
Just kind of rolling into sophomore year, so been able to, you know, get closer with those guys, and that's been a lot of fun.
Good, yeah.
But yeah, we've got trying to think of things I'm looking forward to. We got ski season coming up soon, so.
Oh yeah, you're a skier?
I dabble a little bit, so.
Where do you go? Here, up in Wisconsin?
So yeah, they've got the ski club here.
Oh, you're in the ski club?
I didn't really go last year because I was broke. I was a broke boy, and each trip is like, I think a lift ticket's probably gonna run you like a hundo or so.
Just to go up the hill?
Well, just go up the hill a few times, you know,
oh,
for
the
day.
Okay. I was like, you gotta pay $100 just to go up the hill.
Yeah.
Like, dang, that's kind of a bag that you're dropping.
Right, no. Thank God. But yeah, so that should start in late November.
That's good. Hopefully the snow kind of...
Hopefully it's good snow.
Yeah, I've never dabbled in skiing or
boarding. Oh, it's a must.
I want to do it, but I'm just
scared.
You
seem like you'd be a boarder if I had to.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
You look like one.
I feel like... The skis, I would just trip over myself with the sticks
that
and the
tends
long.
To happen. Yeah.
Rather when you have the board, it's like your feet are on it, you're stuck to it.
You're right.
And you ride it.
Right. The dangerous thing about that, though, is like
you can
break
stop.
A leg.
Yeah,
like,
because
you're strapped in.
You're strapped in and you get caught, dude.
And yeah, you can get
hit
caught.
A tree.
Sure. Sure.
I wouldn't know. But have you been to like skiing in like Colorado or anything?
No,
like
I'm ashamed.
That?
I'm a loyal Midwestern.
I've
been skiing my whole life.
I've
but
heard
I've only,
stories.
Oh yeah, people just
like it looks amazing.
Oh, but, like, I thought you meant of people dying.
Oh, that too. But
Yeah, that's the dream to go out west, but, you know, I'm a humble Midwestern boy.
Midwestern guy.
So, yeah, the ski club, it kind of just ventures over up in Wisconsin. There's Wausau, Wisconsin, with Granite Peak Resort. Mm-hmm. And then there's some smaller, it's funny that they call them mountains, because they're really just landfills.
Oh. That they like just hills. Throw snow on top?
Exactly, yeah. Or it's just like a big hill, big Illinois hill.
Big Illinois hill.
Yeah. Huh. But that's what we're working with, so.
I mean, it sounds
take
fun.
Take what you can get, yeah.
I bet a lot of people still go.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's not like your Rocky Mountain or anything like that nature.
I can get packed up there.
Yeah, definitely. What was I going to say?
There's little kiddies up there.
Oh, so do you have a job now since like you're able to pay for it?
Pay for what now?
The ski
I don't
club?
Have a job on campus right now, but I did have a job over summer that I just saved up a bunch.
Oh, good.
You know, every now and then I'll pull some funds out of my savings account, which is a problem. It's one of the vices I have.
But if it's going towards something that you think will be worth it, then it's worth it, you know?
I suppose, yeah.
So if it's like skiing, I think it's worth it.
I suppose that extra cheese burrito could be worth it from the taco truck.
Yeah, well, I've actually never gone to those places.
I had an horchata there last night.
Was it good?
A little too sweet for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I had an horchata in U of I at Urbana, Champaign, Illinois. It's the best horchata from a taco truck I've ever had. but back to the funds. Yeah. So I had a job in the summer working at shout out Chicago Line Cruises. So that's on the.
It's on
right
the,
on
the
river,
river, yeah.
And we do architecture tours, so if you're ever interested, if you're ever in Chicago and you want to learn about some architecture.
You give the tours?
I don't give the tours. Oh. I'm just the boat crew man, so I just...
Oh, there you go.
I help dock and I help launch the boat, and then I just keep people in check. You
That's
know?
Good.
Make sure they're well-behaved and whatnot.
Nice.
And that was a great gig.
Nice. Yeah. Are you going to do it again next summer?
We'll see. You know, I'm trying to get some internships going, but
yeah,
if those fall through, then we might have to.
Hey, might as well. I mean, I have a buddy. He's gonna be my roommate next year. He worked for the Milwaukee Cruises this summer.
Oh yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, it's like they have
should be a thing.
I don't know if it's like an architecture cruise, but it's like they have a couple cruises where you just go through the river and then you go out to the lake,
sure.
Like just like you do in the Chicago, and then you just like. Look at the skyline pretty far out.
Yeah.
But we did that last year. It was a Brat cruise.
Mm.
So it's like a whole boat, like there's people on it, and then you get as many brats as you want. They're cooking them inside the cabin area.
I love that.
So I just kept going down and kept getting more.
I'd say the bratwurst is the number one snack, number one halfway house snack in golf.
Oh, you think
that's
so?
That's my opinion, yeah.
The brat.
I always go for a good brat.
I didn't even know they had those, honestly. I thought they just have the hot dogs.
Well, maybe at Oak Park Country Club.
That's what they have the brats at Oak Park Country Club. That's from what I can remember, they don't have brats.
They usually, you go to a good muni course, good municipal course, they'll have a brat for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played the munis courses around here?
No.
Not at all?
No. I've played a... I don't know if you'd call it a muni course, but Brown Deer.
Oh, yeah,
a former golf club.
That's a pro course, I think.
Yeah, very cool course. Pretty narrow.
Scary.
Very scary, yeah.
That's cool, man. Well,
my father and I played it there.
When the weather gets nice in the spring, we'll definitely play. Because two of my roommates play. I play, so it's three of us, and then... fourth player.
There you go.
Hop on the fourth.
Yeah.
But we like my roommate's from Milwaukee, so he knows he's played literally every course.
Yeah.
Every muni course around here. So it's kind of nice.
Got to branch out.
Yeah, I played a couple weeks ago. I played one with my brother like 7 a.m. called Grant Park, and it's
Teddy came up to Milwaukee?
He did.
Lovely.
Cuz I was just like let's just play golf. I think it was my parents were out of town. I was like, why don't you just come up, stay for the night, and then we'll play in the morning. And then we did this. I think this was the first episode of the year.
Okay.
Of the school year, and we did it after we played. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. But yeah, this Grant Park, it's like southeast, so it's like right along the lake area. It's right next to the airport. And we pulled up. Well, we didn't think we were ever going to get on because we're driving down to the course, and you can't even see in front of you or to the sides. It's so foggy.
Oh.
But then once it cleared out, the course is really nice with like a little fog underlayer.
Yeah.
It was nice. It looked like it gave me just like Forest Valley. It gave me IB vibes, but better.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Like just tree. There's like.
Like the misty.
It's
morning.
Open. It's decently open, but there's trees. There's a lot of trees.
And you said it's on the lake?
Sort of. It's not like the holes don't border the lake, but like you don't really get a lake view, but it's like right next to the lake because there's a beach like right next to it called like Grant Park Beach or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the holes are short. A lot of the holes are like drivable fours.
Yeah. So textbook Muni, right?
Textbook Muni. It's fun, dude. I had a great time. We were with two great Midwestern Wisconsin.
I love when you get paired with a good random.
We got two randoms, a guy and his dad. So this guy was probably like in his 30s, 40s. His dad was probably in his like 60s.
I'm trying to think of this random I played with one time with my grandpa. And he had an electric push cart that he controlled.
He controlled it? Yeah, that's sick.
With his, little remote. It was his own personal caddy.
That's awesome. I've seen those before.
I believe his name was Earl.
Earl.
He had a yellow jacket. I'll never forget him.
Was he good?
Yeah, he was a good player.
There you go.
Very good. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I love when you get a good random. I remember that time we played back IB. It was like 2 years ago. It was like early in the morning.
I think so.
We were paired with like the two Marquette guys, I think.
Oh, yeah. Who are they?
I don't remember their names, but I just remember I was like, oh, yeah, I go to Marquette. And he's like, no way, I went there.
Oh, yes.
It was like the first hole.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Oh, my God.
I shot over 100, I remember. But fast forward to now, I'm in the 90s, or I'm in the low 90s now.
There you go. Yeah.
Struggling to break 90 now.
It's a process.
Yeah. But I'm getting better.
That's important.
Getting better. And we're seeing how it goes. Hopefully next summer it'll get even better.
Yeah.
More consistent.
Keep on playing.
That's the main way of getting better is just playing.
Right.
You can only go to the range so many times.
You're not
going to
get better if you sit on the couch.
And not do it. And just pick up the club and be like, all right, I'm going to be good now.
Right. Well, it's funny because sometimes actually I find that to be the cure of my game. If I get the nips or the my game's just not on it, take a week off, my swing will just
fix
correct
itself. That's nice.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like my brain goes back to its roots and I forget about like all the.
Yeah.
Because golf is a mental game.
It's such a mental game.
And when you get in your head, that's when you start.
Yeah.
You just whacking the ball.
Yeah, that's the one thing I feel like I'm good at. I don't let it get to my head. I'm more of one of those guys that just like, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would hit, let's say I would be like 140 out, comfortable like 8-iron, miss the green. I would still be happy with it.
Yeah.
Because
you can get up and down.
Got it there, you know.
Yeah, you got it. You moved it forward.
I moved it forward. I didn't shank it into the woods, which happens sometimes. That could be frustrating.
Yeah, and you think about, you know, well, the ball's green side. I can get it up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Still make par.
I struggle, but sometimes I make some pars.
Yeah, there's always an upside to the game.
What would you say your best part of the golf game is?
I would say my driver is pretty consistent.
That's good. It's impressive.
I can keep it a nice tight cut.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, my driver, my irons, I struggle with the putting.
Me too.
I'll admit. Yeah.
Me too. It's
never been good at the putt.
Me neither. It's so hard.
It's cost me a lot of strokes.
Yeah.
In my career.
What about the chipping?
I'm all right at the chipping. Yeah.
I like chipping.
I enjoy it.
I prefer, like, if you're off the green in, like, fringe area, I always usually chip it instead of putt it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way you do it.
I like doing the little bump and run
bump
action.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about feel, though. If you feel
that's what
I'm
saying.
It.
I like the feel. I love the feel shot. So it'd be like the 30 to 40 yards where I don't really shoot the range. I don't really get the yardage. I just kind of take the 58 or 60 out of my bag and touch it up there. Feel
those
it.
Are sometimes some of the hardest shots in golf.
They
a
are, but
a lot
I
of people struggle with those.
I've gotten okay at them. I just like the feel, like not having to worry about hitting it a certain distance, kind of just like going at it.
Yeah.
And seeing what happens.
Yeah, I'm just punching it up there.
You don't really think about it that way.
Yeah.
Because every time you cloud your mind with thoughts, that's when things could go wrong.
That's how I feel, man. Like, when I stopped playing, or when I graduated from high school, and I stopped playing competitive golf, I was like, well, this isn't really much of a game anymore. It's more of just like a form of therapy.
Yeah, it is,
dude.
I go
out there and I'm just whacking a ball with a stick.
Mm-hmm. It's not like... Yeah, it's more than a game, in my opinion. It's definitely a way to get away from stuff.
But, and you think about, like, whoever came up with the game of golf, it was just a bunch of dudes with probably a bunch of sticks whacking rocks, and they're like,
back in
we
Scotland.
Can do something here. We can do something with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a childish
It's a childish
game
thing,
at the,
but they've turned it into something beautiful and
oh my
really
God.
Difficult.
Glorious, yeah. Yeah. It's one of the hardest games out there, but it's one of the best. In my opinion.
It's one of the best, yeah. But I do, it's like, it's a weird way of getting away from all, like, your the things that you're doing in life.
Yeah.
Because you're just
being out, and like, dude, like solo golf.
Oh, that is, okay, that is therapy. Solo
yeah.
golf is therapy.
And you're just out there and with you and your thoughts. And
you and your thoughts.
And the trees and,
yeah.
and the grass.
I mean, I did that a couple times this past summer. On the Mondays, we were able to golf on the maintenance days
mm-hmm.
at OP.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit.
Sometimes I would be actually the only person there. Like, out of in the whole premises. Like, it's crazy.
Really? Like,
yeah.
The other caddies don't take
They do, but,
that?
Like, they always go, so they tell us to get there at, like, 2 o'clock, or, like, the start at 2 o'clock. Everybody goes
at, like,
at 2 o'clock.
Or
no.
Oh.
It's always at, it's 2 and after. But, like, everybody shows up at 2 just to, I don't even know, why they want to be the first people off. Or, like, these group of guys that go off at, like, a group of six would go off, like.
I feel like 2 o'clock is an ideal.
It is.
You know, 18-hole start tee time.
But like, I pull up at, like, 3:30, 4.
Which is fine.
Which
you can still get 18 in if
you're
running.
Oh, if you're by yourself, you can be done in 2 hours walking easily.
Yeah.
2.5 hours, and those guys are always on the back nine, and you're just starting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that whole thing to yourself. You have the whole back nine. You're just like by yourself, like nobody else is on the course.
That is nice, yeah.
And the it's a hard course.
It's a hard course, yeah. It's not my favorite. The greens are very fast there.
They're so fast, dude. I don't even know. I still haven't. I've only had like one or two good. Solid rounds there, ever.
I've only played the front nine before, and I've played that for Fenwick a few times, but never actually played the back nine. I only
back nine is
it.
Back nine's better than the front nine, in my opinion.
Well, like in my days caddying at Oak Park.
Oh yeah, you know it.
Yeah, I like the back nine
I
better.
I love back nine.
I
just hate the par fives that they have. Those are hard.
They're long.
They're long, yeah. And hole 16 is a beast.
Sure, yeah. Hole
16. I never. I think I've only parred like once. I usually just bogey it. So you have to hit a good drive, and then the second shot has to be good, and then you're always like fighting to get over the water. And you're like, shoot.
Dude, I remember on hole 17, one time I was like
par 3.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was. I was sick that day or something, and I was kind of just dazed. I was dazed and confused is what I was.
Yeah.
And I was caddying for this, like, 90-year-old lady, and we're on that par three, and we're, like, looking for her ball in the rough, and I'm, like, stepping backwards, and I totally stepped right on it, and I, like, plugged the ball.
Yeah, no, it looked like it plugged.
She was livid.
Oh.
It was a rough moment for me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what can I do? Old bag, you only hit it 3 yards, you know?
Just
what's the problem?
Pick it up and put it on top of the grass.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
You're not good enough to be
complaining. That's the one frustrating thing that I had about caddying is just how serious those people take the game.
Yeah.
I loved caddying for guys that could not care at all. Like, they're just there for fun. But when you have the guys that take it so seriously, even if it's like a casual round where they just, like, took off work and they're complaining, I'm like, dude.
That's the thing. Well, here's my take on caddies. I don't think they should be mandatory, you know? And they make them mandatory at Oak Park.
They do. So, like, some people don't want them, so.
And I get that.
Like, I understand that, too. Even if they want to take a cart, they still have to have a caddy, dude.
I mean, you got to understand why it's a drag. It's like, you know, most of these people are coming out to play golf to relax.
And then he's got some.
Now I've got this little dude on my tail, and I got to pay him $50. But he's not even doing anything.
And he doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know much. And I can make small talk with him, but it's like, ah.
Yeah, I know. I know. I understand that. But there's
It's different when you have an honor caddy or an Evans scholar who really knows the game, and they're, you know, or they're a personable guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it should totally be optional.
Yeah, if it was optional, it'd be nice. But I just, then again, I don't know how many kids would actually get out.
Yeah.
On the course.
It'd be a rough job, Mark. But yeah, it'd be a rough gig then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the days before. Like, you had the sign-in sheet.
I remember that, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Brutal.
And that's why I quit. I'd show up at, like, 5 a.m. Wait till 3 p.m.
I remember getting those texts. Get here at 6 a.m. And you're just, like, every day. You're getting there at 5:50, trying to get on top of the list. And then you wait and you wait and you wait.
Yeah.
It's, like, 11 o'clock and you're still not out. You're just sitting there.
I'm still there with, like, I don't know, the celery I packed in my backpack, and so I'm playing euchre for, you know,
yeah, you're playing cards for
long.
4 hours.
Gosh, you know, I could have done homework, but I didn't want to do that.
Well, it's summer,
also
though.
Summertime.
You don't got homework, so you're just, like, sitting there. You don't have nothing to do.
I guess I could read a book, but.
But, like, why? You could get to catch up on your summer reading.
Yeah. Summer reading, man. I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, that was so forced.
It was very forced.
Forced at Fenwick, forced at my grade school, forced in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't even talk about the book.
Yeah.
the only time that happened was my senior year in high school.
A little book report.
That was the only time that I actually had to do something. It was my senior year of high school after summer reading. And I didn't read it, so I was kind of cooked.
Yeah, I don't remember doing that.
Yeah.
Out of high school was a blur. No. Old Funwick High School, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that was 4 years ago since I graduated.
Yeah. So weird. How do you feel about your time flying by at Marquette? I feel like, I mean, you've got a few more years here.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of undergrad, it feels weird looking at all my memories and stuff. And I was like, because I get a lot of memories now that where I was in Schrader. So it was like 2 years ago, 2023. I'm like, that was a good time, you know? And you do, like, because I'm always, like, I always try to stay present. So I'm always, like, thinking kind of more outside. Like, my mind, I'm like, it's like, I got to enjoy this right now because there's going to be a time where I'm going to be, like, busy. I'm going to miss this. So I did that. I did it last year, did that year before, mm-hmm. did that freshman year. I was always just, like, taking things into consideration. Be like, enjoy the moment now, because it's like you're gonna miss it.
Yeah, it's hard balancing that with like, maybe I should go out tonight because like I won't get this opportunity,
right?
And you know, in graduate school, but then it's like, you know, I do want to prioritize my schoolwork sometimes, and
it could go either way. But it's like in terms of actually just in general being like a sophomore, I was like, it's a good time. I think sophomore year was probably one of my favorite years so far here. It was a good time. Schrader, I liked living in Schrader just for the fact that, like, I had a good roommate. Everybody was there. The bathrooms kind of sucked, but, like, that was the only downside. I had a good time. Like, I was listening to, or my roommate was taking a shower last night, and he was playing music. And he was playing the song called Magic by Coldplay. Do you know it?
Sure, yeah. Is that like a nostalgia hit for you?
That just reminded me of Schrader. Because that's when I first like listened to that song and I started trying to play it on the guitar. Mm. And I was like, damn, this reminds me of sophomore year. And took me back to all those memories. All the classes that I thought were hard, which now thinking back, they were nothing compared to what I'm taking right now.
Yeah, being like present in the moment. It's like, you know, you have those moments when you're at, I don't know, you're at a party and you go into the bathroom and you're like,
yeah,
this will be over soon.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. But what about you? Are you you enjoying it better than freshman year?
I think I liked freshman year better.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I think freshman year, like, you went in and it was so exciting. Everything was so
new,
brand new.
Yeah.
And foreign to me. So it was just, you know, you were going out every weekend and meeting new people. And it was like every other night was different.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of starting to level out here.
Yeah. When you start getting more of a schedule, and it gets more of that next year once you have your own place. Cause then you're going to be like, I got to cook. I got to do this.
Yeah, you have more responsibilities.
A little bit more responsibility, but still definitely, you could still have a lot of fun. The thing that I would say, it's like last year, like we had pregame before going out. We've had some fun pregames, like really fun. Like we don't really do it anymore. I don't know why. I think it's just.
And were you in the same room last year?
Same room last year, same room this year. I'm going to be in the same room next year.
So yeah.
3 years in the same apartment.
Wait, so you'll have next year, are all your roommates PT?
No, not now. They're all, two of them are nursing, so they're going to be graduated, and then one of them is applying for dental. So
they're staying here too?
He might stay here, depends if he gets in. But my three buddies that are in PT school with me, they're moving in.
Oh, cool.
So I'm gonna have my same room. Like I'm living here over the summer in the Mark, I think.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Like when I sign my lease, I'm gonna sign for the summer one too.
That's funny because I was considering living in the Mark over either this summer or next summer, because internships are
if you can
they're
get
hard
one.
To get in Chicago now because you got so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these recruiters are pulling from, you know, all of the Midwest, because, you know, Chicago's such a big city, but the Milwaukee recruiters are really recruiting from, you know, outside, was like, you know, local Wisconsin and Milwaukee. So I feel like an internship for the summer here could be.
Yeah, if you get one here, dude, that'd be awesome. Because I'm going to be, like, my course load for the summer, it's split into, like, two halves. So you have, like, first half, and then you have, like, a week for 4th July, and then you have the second half. First half, I'm only taking 5 credits, and the second half, I'm taking 7
credits. In the summer?
Credits. Yeah.
That's not bad.
So 5 credits, it's probably like 2 classes, I think.
Okay. And you're working?
I'm going to be working at the desk again.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to be working at this one clinic on campus. It's called the Community Clinic.
Is that like at the wellness center?
No, I think it's in the actual PT clinic at Schrader Hall.
Oh.
A Shared Complex. But they call it the pro bono clinic. So it's like a bunch of people from the Milwaukee community that maybe don't have access to healthcare services or mm-hmm. maybe not insured. We give them access to like physical therapy care.
Oh, that's great.
So they come in and we like treat them. So like I'm going to be new, so I'm not going to be doing a whole lot. Like I asked people, like when I had the interview, I asked people, I was like, how was your first year? Like for your first week, like what were you doing? They were just like, honestly, you don't do a whole lot. You kind of just help.
Yeah.
You kind of help out because you work with you and then you work with the grade above you. And then you have an instructor, a clinical instructor. So it's like three of you. And you just kind of help out. You do like those soft skills. Maybe like do a patient interview. You maybe like
you're kind of shadowing.
Yeah, you do a little. You do a little bit of mobility and stuff. And then the grade above you, there you do more of like the testing. They do more of like exercise, like showing them how to do it. Maybe some charting. So that's what I would. That's what I have next year when I learn these skills. Next year when I'm, because I'm going to be probably working there my whole time. I'm in PT school, unless I find something else. But I doubt we get paid. But it's just like really good experience before you go on your clinicals.
Yeah. What would you say you're least looking forward to about
summer
practice? No, like being a
least
a PT. Yeah.
I feel like the days are pretty long. It depends where you work, honestly. But in the place that I want to work, I just want to work outpatient clinic. So far, that's kind of my idea. So it's like Athletico, those mm-hmm. facilities that like just provide services, and it's not like in a hospital.
Those, I feel like a hospital work would be
kind of weird. I mean, I have to do it. It's part of my rotations. Like I have to do a hospital setting, which I could really enjoy it. It really depends how I see it like in person, but the days are just long. Like you just have a lot of patients a day.
Sure.
And you always have to chart it. You have to mm-hmm. report how the session went. You have to report, like, if you see them for the first time, you have to get all their data and, like, what they did before. Like, what was, like, their injury or, like, what did they have, pain or whatever. So I think it's just going to be the workload might be pretty long. And also, I might be hustling for the first couple of years.
Yeah, but it, you know.
But I feel like everybody does that. It.
Yeah, in the long run. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Your 20s.
In 20s, just got to work. Work to
it.
Make the money.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, I'm excited. The stuff that I'm doing in class right now it's really interesting. And it's really good to kind of bring it all together from what I've learned.
Yeah, apply it.
From That's what awesome. I've, my previous classes. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, when you learn about physiology, I've taken a physiology class probably every year since sophomore year, and nothing changes. It's the same stuff. It's just, you'll probably learn in a bit more detail mm-hmm. each year. So it's like, it all kind of comes back to you. You're just like, oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, it all connects.
It all connects, and it all makes sense when you study it multiple times. But when you first learn it, you're just like, wow.
It's overwhelming, yeah, sure.
Yeah, like, I mean, right now, like yesterday, I got a full boatload of reproductive systems in anatomy and physiology.
That's what you're studying?
That's what we're doing right now, yeah, reproductive.
Okay.
So it's, I got a full day of that yesterday.
Yeah.
And
was it graphic or?
They show a lot of stuff.
No hands-on experience.
No hands-on experience, but I think next Monday and Wednesday I'll have some hands-on experience with some cadavers.
Okay.
Because we got to do that stuff with them.
Yes.
So it should be. Should be all right, I guess. I don't really know. Something about, I'll just leave it there. I'm not going to go into detail about.
Digress from that.
Yeah, I mean, there are some things that I saw that they weren't disturbing, but it was just like, wow, that's how I...
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, so I'm going to move on from that because I was explaining that to someone the other day, and that...
It's a hard conversation.
It is a hard conversation.
Sometimes it need to be had, though.
Sometimes you do need to discuss those things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the anatomy class that I'm in, it's been very interesting, and I'd say it's been fun working and dissecting cadavers.
Cadaver.
Yeah.
One of my favorite words.
Cadaver. But yeah, it was a definitely eye-opening experience. First week, first 2 weeks, and then you do kind of get used to it.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just this... Get into
to the, you know, the work.
The smell just gets me every time, though.
Oh, the smell.
Yeah. And it somehow seems to get worse every single time I go into the lab.
Mm. That's kind of what pushed me away from the whole medical field, I feel like.
Smell?
The smells and the and the sights would be some.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's great. You know, like, I feel like you find a lot of fulfillment in helping people.
You do. It does get you to put things into perspective on how our bodies work.
Yeah, that's the other thing that scares me.
It's like crazy.
Studying about all that, I'm like, I feel like my body's so, like, fragile.
That's why it is, and that's why when you look inside someone, you can see all the things that like that go on, and you're like, that makes a lot of sense why this happens, you know?
Right.
Like, it makes sense on why if you have a back injury and you sever some part of your spinal cord, you could see why people are paralyzed.
Yeah.
Because when you actually see the nerves that extend out from our back to... They just, like, go down our leg. Like, you could just see sure. it. You could just see it, like, branches out like spider webs.
That's weird stuff.
It's so... And you're just like... How, like, it's just so weird that stuff within that... It's all...
Yeah, it's all coming
It's all
together.
Conduction. It's all electricity. It all...
Oh, yeah.
It's all electricity. It's all chemicals. All that stuff generates like a little force, force of energy, and it goes up here.
Yeah.
And it makes you move, and you're like, and it happens like that.
It's weird.
It's just so weird, and it's just weird seeing it. Like, just like wow, and then you're just like, I have the same stuff, you know, because everybody has the same internal, like, it's different, but everybody has the same internal, like, organs and stuff, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were born without it.
Yeah.
So it's just...
We're all very similar.
It is.
Especially today, people don't, you know, take that into
people
account.
People look at the differences when... Sometimes you gotta look at, man, we're all alike sometimes. We're all human.
We're so divided.
And so divided.
In reality, you know... We're all just shades of brown.
We're all
That's
just,
what I say. Racism is just, you know.
Yeah. We're all shades of... I don't know. We're all human.
Yeah,
all the same species, bro. There's no
We're all
no
just
reason.
A bunch of dudes.
A bunch of dudes.
Dudes and gals.
And gals.
And, you know, when you realize that, come together.
Yeah, I know. But I'm project this out to the world, man. That's how people should be thinking.
And that's what I'll say there. Yeah.
You know?
Put my foot down.
That's what's wrong with the world. Nobody's thinking like us.
That's right, yeah.
But what you got planned for the weekend, rest of the weekend?
Man, I've got no plans for the weekend. I'm going to chill.
Good.
And I'm going to chill some more after that.
That's good. That's good. I love when
maybe
you
get some
plan.
Work done. Yeah,
having no plans is sometimes the best plan.
That's the beauty about college.
You can have no plans, and then something could pop up, and you're like, "All right, let's do it."
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of my stance on I'm going out right now. I'm not going to go out, but if you convince me to, sure, I will.
Yeah, although I'm sometimes pretty hard to be convinced to go out.
You know, yeah. If there's a good reason,
then it is.
We'll do it.
But I'm going to definitely hit the legs today at the rec.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to be going.
I hit my legs yesterday.
I'm going at around like 6 or 6:30.
I might see you there. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. I'm not looking forward to doing legs. Because it's gonna suck.
Brutal. Yeah.
I ran hard legs last week. So hopefully. I did hard legs, played soccer game, played basketball yesterday. So hopefully legs are a little bit more, have a little bit more endurance to the pain.
Sure. You ever pop ibuprofen before you work out?
No, I just stay away from
that
stuff.
I feel like it's kind of, what's the point?
I used to, sometimes I would take like Advil after Fenwick, like a school day at Fenwick before like a sports game.
I feel like, well, before a sports game is different. But if you're going in to work on your body in the gym.
Yeah. I feel like that stuff, that the store medications, those things could kind of limit what you're trying to do.
But I feel like you also got to pay attention to the pain. Like you're going in to work on your, you're going into strength training.
You're going in there to tear your muscles.
Yeah.
Essentially. Micro
tear. Right. But if you've got some joint issues that you're ignoring and
right.
You just pop a little Advil.
Yeah. That, but I, the thing is, I don't have any of those issues. So I just kind of. Go
That's
with
good.
It. Kind of stretch out, especially on legs. I always take extended stretching because if you go in doing legs with tight legs, dude, oh, that's when you get hurt.
That's why my knees just take a toll on me.
Yeah, that's why I don't squat anymore.
You don't?
No.
Because
of the knees. I don't want to mess up the knees and my back, lower back.
It does. It kills my back.
I'd rather. Go to the leg press where I don't have to worry about screwing up my back and improper form. I'd rather just pushing a lot of weight there.
So what are you doing to, replace that? Squatting.
Leg press, the goblet squats.
Goblet squat.
leg extensions.
Yeah.
I guess on the leg press to do is kind of squat directed. So I put my feet a little bit more further down on the platform.
Sure.
Target more to quads and then hamstrings, RDLs with like, see, I'm going to see if I can go up to 80 today on the RDLs. Depends how my form is. If it's not good, then I'm going to go back to 70s.
With the dumbbells.
The dumbbells, yeah. The DBs.
Yes.
I don't have straps too, so it kind of hurts my... It hurts my forearms.
Well, you got some meaty forearms, so.
Yeah. So that, and then some leg curls, that machine. I love that machine. One where you're laying down, prone.
The prone,
and
yeah.
And you're just, like, flipping back.
Yeah. I feel like you can get really angry on that one.
You can, and you can get a good stretch on the way down. Because it overstretches a little bit. You get a little hyperextension. Not too much. A very minimal hyperextend. Like, fully stretch out the hamstrings.
Yeah.
And then some calves. And
I like that. They got like the seated calf machine in
Straz. I love
that.
Yeah.
They've got one in Wellness Center too, but the one in Straz, it's got like a joystick.
Ooh.
It's got like the vertical grip. So I feel like I'm in some sort of fighter jet when I'm ripping those out.
There you go. Yeah.
You know.
I like that.
I'm on the back of World War II.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Okay, that one. Yeah, I remember that
one. It kind of swings. It's kind of,
yeah.
It's good fun.
I wish they had, like, the shoulder ones where you're standing and you're, like, holding it. Like, do you remember those?
Oh.
Where it's, like, it kind of wraps.
Arnold one, right?
And you're standing, but then you just, I don't know.
I do know what you're talking about, but I don't
know
what it's called.
I wish they had it. I mean, I think it's just standing calf raises.
Oh, then I'm thinking of the donkey something.
The donkey something.
You're leaning over. It's like the Arnold calf raise.
It's like this.
It's like
you're on the platform and you're like,
for the viewers at home, he's just standing. He's not doing anything.
So standing Caffrey's. I think that's the consensus. But yeah, I wish they had that. And a sauna. I wish they had a sauna.
I wish, yeah. The sauna or a steam room. I'm more of a steam room guy. I was discussing
that with my roommate. I was like, or we were discussing, wait, who was I? Oh, I was discussing that with the classmate. We were just like, doesn't really take up that much space. It's like a room that's
the wellness center, for how big it is. You'd think I'm they surprised. Would have a sauna.
The old rec center had one. The one that was there.
So
before?
Much space for it. It's insane.
Did you see the old rec center? Did you ever see it?
No.
It was kind of weird, honestly. compared to now, it was a weird setup. It was like you. That ramp that you walk up,
sure.
It was stairs, I think.
Oh.
And then you walk in. There's like turnstiles. So you do that, and there's like a long hallway. There's like a wall with some offices to the right. To the left, it was overlooking the entire tennis area.
Okay.
And then you go all the way down to the end of the hallway, and then you turn right because that's the only way you could go. On all the way down the hallway was double doors, and that led to all four basketball courts. So the basketball courts were still there. They just, like, renovated them.
And where's the gym?
So the gym was you walking down that same hallway, about, like, halfway, 60% of the way down to that very end was a door. You open up that door, you ascend a flight of stairs, and you're in the gym.
Well, that's an exhausting visual. I think I'm glad they did away with that, even though
I never
stepped foot in it.
So now, for people that don't know, you walk in, you turn left, you see a bunch of cardio machines, you turn left again, and you just go downstairs, and that's where all the weights are.
Sure. Yeah, it's
it's a lot better.
I like it.
I like it. I was hesitant to go when they first opened. Because of the amount of crowd that would be there.
A lot of crowd. You got to find the sweet spot.
Now I know the exact sweet spot to go, and it's always an hour and a half before they close.
Oh, you're a big nightlift man.
On the weekends, yeah.
On the weekends,
sometimes. Well, so at the beginning of the semester, I would always go at night. I still do. But I've started to go at like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, in between 2-hour break. Classes.
Yeah, I like to go on Tuesdays and Thursdays right after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Right at, like, directly after 12 o'clock noon, because I feel like everyone's eating lunch then. So
there you go. It's a good spot. Not packed.
Not packed. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
But anyway, I think Marquette did a great job.
I think they did. I think they did a good job. We were in my core class last year. Some people were talking about, like, I forgot what we were talking about, like, money to students or, like, how much students are paying or whatever. This one girl, she's like, every time I look at the rec center, I just can't stand it.
I think it's sweet. I don't know.
And I was like, hold on a second now. Have you been in there?
Like, do you have any idea how much money we put into this thing?
I was like, how are you going to say you can't? I mean,
now it's got a balcony, too.
Respect your opinion. But, like, you can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a tour guide. And you have to show it.
Someone fire her immediately.
I was like,
we've got tour guides representing our school who hate the new rec.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, what do you say to like they're, I'm pretty sure you're like obligated as a tour guide to show the rec center because it's brand new. Like, and you say you can't stand it. I'm like, okay.
Anyway, I mean,
maybe lifting's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But
some people, the weights are just too heavy.
But I do like the basketball. It's basketball's fun.
Yes, very fun sport.
I was playing it last night. Or
were you?
After class, yeah, after our anatomy class, me and 10 other guys. 11 other guys met up, played some hoops, a couple games. after our anatomy class. It was a good time. Hopefully, it's a Friday thing.
It's a beautiful way to end the day, end the weekend.
Yeah, and then I'm surprised I lifted after, dude. I went home, I cooked salmon. I was like, you know what, I gotta get the lift in.
Well, yeah, I like to end my workouts with cardio rather than.
Oh, really? That's good. I so when I do legs,
I never do that. But if I was going to, then I would end it with cardio.
That's what I'm gonna do today after the legs. It's little stairs or little. It's either stairs or incline walking.
Mm. See, I can't do the stairs. I've got knee problems. Every time I walk up the stairs, it hurts.
You do like the incline walking.
That hurts too.
Oh, damn! I like doing that. I've enjoyed doing the incline walking.
But my physical therapist, I won't name drop him for his sake. But
is it at Marquette?
No, back in Oak Park, Illinois.
Okay.
I mean, it would make no difference if I did name drop him, but anyway, he gave me some exercises.
Good.
So I've been working on those, and you know. My knees are getting a little bit better day by day.
Hey, you got to grind them out. If you do them, you'll get better in no time. Take care of them.
Man, folks, take care of your knees.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Take care of your knees.
Just take care of things in general.
Because the bee's knees don't last forever.
Yeah, your bee's knees. Or your
soon they
knees
turn
bees.
Into, soon the bee's knees turn into ant knees.
Turn into...
And you can just
no
crack
knees
them.
And
or
no bony
knees
with no support and no arthritis and everything.
Keep them mobile.
Keep yourself healthy, which is a good place to end here.
Yes.
But thank you for thanks for coming on. It's a good hour.
Thank you, folks, for
thanks
listening.
Thanks everybody for listening.
Very kind of
very
all
kind.
Of you.
I really know a song to play, but we'll scroll down the list and see if we can
scroll down it.
Oh yeah, found a good one. Okay, well, thanks again, everyone, for listening here. We'll be back next week with I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if you're here, I'll be here, and we're looking forward to having everybody listen.
Excellent stuff.
Excellent stuff.
Thanks
guys.
So much, Zach.
Yep,
I appreciate it.
Of course,
it.
Dude. This is always a fun time. Enjoy the snow that might be coming later today. And have a good weekend.
Amen.
Stay cool, guys. We'll see you later.